Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. There is a great new show on Netflix to tell you about, The Night Agent, and we have Gabriel and Luciani here to talk about that. How are you both?
Doing well.
Good, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've watched the first few episodes of this, and I mean, it takes you, it doesn't give you time to breathe. I mean, you guys are going for the very beginning, right?
Yeah, we didn't breathe either.
I think, yeah, the credit, I think, goes to Sean there, just how they structured how quickly you're in it, and but never feel like it's gratuitous or something. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and so you play Peter Sutherland, a low-level FBI agent who works in the basement of the White House, manning an emergency hotline for American spies, which sounds like the worst job in the entire world.
Yeah, I think one of the lines in the show is I'm a glorified 911 dispatcher. So that's, you know, what I think he's...
Yeah, without any emergencies.
Exactly. Yeah. Who wants to call anyway?
Yeah. Well, and then you finally get the call and that's Rose Larkin. And all of a sudden you're in action and you're fighting and it's crazy. But what a great idea for a show. And there's a lot of action on this, which, by the way, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So, you know, they're into this 1,000%.
Great.
But Luciani, let me ask you about this. What drew you to this part? And what do you think about your character?
I was just like any other actor. An audition came through and I was like, during the middle of a pandemic in New Zealand, like, oh, that would be nice to, to jump on a show like this. And then I listened to the audio book of the book, yeah, The Night Agent. And I was like, oh, this is kind of juicy. And
yeah,
it's very gripping. So I was super excited when another callback came through and eventually booking the job.
And Gabriel, you know, this whole kind of conspiracy thing that's developing in the show, I already don't trust that weasel of a boss of yours, the FBI guy.
Dang.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think naturally, you know, a system with high power and low accountability, you're just going to be dubious of. And so this is the perfect genre, I think, to explore that.
And how about the action in this? I mean, there's a lot of, do you guys do a lot of the action?
I did all the fighting and most of the other stuff, but if something became a liability, Matt Milray would jump in and, you know, do a fall or go through a window or something like that. Right.
We just interviewed Keanu Reeves about John Wick Chapter 4, and he was talking about just how much fun it was to do that, yeah, kind of action stuff. Do you enjoy that too?
I do. It's like a dance in a lot of ways, but it's also, I think, it helps inform the acting and it stimulates a different part of your brain. You know, it's very chess-like and you get to sort of, when you're choreographing it and involved in that, it's really fun to be like, well, if you were here, I would do this. And then the fight sort of is birthed and it feels like a really organic, natural thing, especially, you know, because the stunt coordinator and the fight choreographer were both adamant for it being grounded, you know, and Sean wanted it grounded and I love all that stuff. So I think, it just felt really natural. It never felt like we were doing anything that a normal FBI agent couldn't do.
Yeah. And that's interesting too. I know that it's important for you guys to really get it right. Right. I mean, in terms of FBI agents, that kind of training, what they would do in certain situations, any kind of consultants like that on set?
We had an FBI consultant that I talked to before we started shooting. And then I have a bunch of buddies in law enforcement and stuff that I shot some messages to. And then Odie, who works with Sean on SWAT, would come in via Zoom some days and watch some dailies and watch as we just looked, you know, they're looking for the fluidity.
Sure.
And I grew up around guns and, you know, I shoot mostly in my free time. So that was natural for me, but the room clearance stuff and the, you know, cutting the pie and peeking and stuff like that, all shooting ambidextrously was all stuff I had to learn.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It's a great show. You guys are both great in it. Thank you so much for the time and best of luck.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.